Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Well, we've been talking a lot lately about a fantastic organisation, an organisation I'm proud to help. It's called Wounded Heroes, and they're a national community organisation established back in 2007 to support Australian servicemen and women and their families, and to ease financial, emotional and personal hardships of contemporary military life. We've heard some amazing stories. We've heard from Martin Shaw, their president. We've also heard from Brendan Nicolai, an amazing young man with a huge battle on his hands. Well, tonight we're going to meet Tina. Tina Haywood and her husband had to move from Darwin in order to escape persecution. And if it wasn't for Wounded Heroes, they'd be in a lot of trouble. There's a big story here, and I've got Tina on the phone. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
What a story you've got, eh?
Yes, I do indeed.
Tell us about you and your husband having to flee Darwin and how Wounded Heroes has helped you stay afloat.
There's no words of how much Wounded Heroes have helped our family as we've moved down to Queensland and we're stuck. We couldn't get homes. We put 60 applications for our houses and been declined. And a lady from Wounded Heroes, Miranda, spoke to us and said they would help us, that came to our rescue. So we had a yarn with her and Martin Shaw, the Wounded Heroes, Martin Shaw said, get this family help, get them help right now. And straight away they put us in a motel and helped us with food and clothing, and words couldn't express how much they've been our angels on this sky.
Tina, tell us how it came to be that you were in such dire straits. Tell us the story.
Well, I rang from Darwin and they said, once you come down here, we'll give you a hand. But
why did you have to leave Darwin?
We had to leave because of what was happening. We had to pack up our 11 years of our home due to violence from gangs attacking our family in the middle of the night. We tried to get help from the community in Darwin, the police. We spoke to the local members, even on the radio, and it was horrific to move. What we were going through, we couldn't even sleep at night. And Miranda said, the Wounded Heroes said, when you get to Queensland, we'll help you guys out. And ever since we got to Queensland, they've been amazing. So,
tell me about your military background, but also probably more importantly, well, not more importantly, but your husband served overseas, correct?
Yeah. Yes, he did indeed. He served over in Iraq, and he's our hero disguised with everybody else that served as well. I said to him, how are you feeling? He said, I can't do this mentally, Tina. So that's why we packed up. And, serving for your country and then dealing with something like that, it was horrific.
Why were you being persecuted in Darwin? Was it specifically you? What's going on there?
Due to the gangs, they were breaking into everybody's houses in Darwin. And it started from a little school incident where a young boy threatened to stab a young 15-year-old daughter. And because he was affiliated with the gangs, they thought they'd take matters in their own hands. So in and out of courts with no justice happening. I even spoke to the traditional elders to try to get some help. And I rang defence and I said to them, hey, guys, I'm quitting my job and I'm moving to Queensland. And because we can't deal with it mentally and physically, emotionally, and here we are. Down here.
Thanks to Wounded Heroes. Now, there's a lot more to you than meets the eye, because you have written a book, and it's a fascinating read. We Are Warriors, An Aboriginal Woman's Life. We should talk about that book on its own merit on another night. Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
But just basically tell my listeners what the book's about.
Yes. I'll definitely be happy to.
Just quickly now, tell us what the book's about.
It's an autobiography about myself growing up in community to domestic violence. And growing up and finding my pathway and joining the Defence Force gave me stability and helping me find that growth and resilience within myself, and gave me that strength to move more further to help empower other young people and mentor young, young Indigenous soldiers as well, as well as a mentor in the Army as well. So that book, thanks to Defence Force as well, helping me grow my wings and, you know, making me stronger, and those people around me that helped supported me as well.
Well, you and I were talking another night about that book, but I've got to read it first. I've read the the press release, but I need to read the book and then we'll talk.
Yep.
I want to thank you for talking to us this morning. For those people who are thinking possibly they'd like to donate to Wounded Heroes, what's your message?
They're amazing. Please help, because they're not only helping our families stay off the street, they're helping many others out there, giving them a place, a warm bed and clothing, and mentally as well, because you never know whose life you're saving. And donating to Wounded Heroes is, I wouldn't donate to anybody else but them, because they've just helped us from living hell to where we are now. Thank you so much, Wounded Heroes.
And remember, 1-300-853-080 is the hotline. It's there 24/7. And if you feel you need help, Wounded Heroes is there for you. Tina Hayward, lovely to meet you. Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke. Bye.
Bye. Tina Hayward. Look up Tina Hayward. Her book, We Are Warriors, is fascinating read. We'll talk to her on another date about that. But woundedheroes.org.au, or, as I just said, 1-300-853-080. And remember, $2 from every Nature Bee sale goes towards Wounded Heroes as well. You're listening to The Night Shift on Triple M.